Hey, and welcome to the CamaroZ28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
And I'm Jason.
And we're bringing you the first ever podcast for CamaroZ28.com.
And as far as we know, we're the only Camaro and Firebird site that we're aware of that's doing something like this. So we're going to give it a shot and see
how it goes.
Yeah, we're going to like it, and hopefully you will too.
Well, we're going to go over just a whole bunch of stuff.
Miscellaneous stuff to get started.
Things on the site, things about the site, about us, things that are going to happen in the future. Maybe a little bit of tips and tricks to help you guys out more with the message board and introduce you more to the rest of the site. So, what's going on with you, Jason?
Well, very little.
I heard you're on vacation.
I'm on vacation. I took a voluntary, I took a 3-day vacation just to get away from my day job and do more for my night job, which is working on the site, which I plan to do. There's a lot of things that kind of need to be done that have been neglected for a while, because, you know, we all have busy lives, and heck, mine's just as busy as anybody else's.
Yeah, you betcha. You betcha. I'm still working, got to pay to support the gas, you know, in my car that's $3 a gallon right now here in the Metro Detroit area.
$3 a gallon. I remember in 1998 I was filling up my truck and it was 89 cents a gallon. And I was looking around at everybody like, is this a joke? But it was the real deal. And heck, that was a good 7 years ago. And now look where we're at, $3 a gallon. And they say it's not going to get any better. And, well, I'm going to start riding my bike to work.
When I first started driving back in 1987, I think gas was around 89 cents a gallon.
Yep, and then I remember a few years after I started driving, and then we had the Gulf War back in the early 90s, and I think I was paying $1.40 a gallon, and I thought that was a total rip-off.
I thought that was outrageous.
Yeah, and but we got through it, and next thing you know, here we are at $3. And
bam!
And we're feeling just horrible about $3, but then again, if they backed down to $2.50, we'd be thrilled about it, but that's exactly what it was 2 weeks ago, and we were all up in arms about it.
Well, you know, it could be worse. We could be living in California.
Yeah, but since we don't, we can bitch about Michigan gas prices.
Yeah, but we get 93 octane here.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, then again, it's also going to be like $3.50 a gallon by the time we get done with this.
No kidding.
So, let's talk about the site. We've got, we're going on 9 years of service.
Damn.
Yeah.
Has it been that long?
It's been that long.
Holy cow.
9 years of, I like to say the site's the headache that I love to have, because, if we didn't like it, we wouldn't be doing it for 9 years.
No kidding.
And, here we are trying something new.
Well, back in 1996, I started the site, probably the same way we're starting this podcast, wondering if anybody's going to listen to it, anybody's going to visit it, and who knows? Who knows what's going to happen?
What do you want to start off with?
Most popular part of the site, the message board. The big headache of a message board.
You're probably going to hear about this podcast on the message board, so you already know a lot about it, but there's a lot of sections that not everybody goes to. For example, a lot of people hang around in the lounge, which, we try to think that the board is a technical resource, which it does get utilized very much so, but the lounge is the popular one. There's also the fifth gen section.
Oh, yeah.
And
that's one of my favorite sections recently.
It seems to have gained a lot of momentum over the past year or so. Not so much for fifth generation Camaro news, which we'll get to in a little bit, but because it just covers a lot of the automotive news and future vehicles in general, and people seem to collect there to talk about anything.
Hey, I heard there's a new Camaro coming out.
Well, sort of. It's going to be, it's been pretty much confirmed that there will be a concept of a Camaro at this year's Detroit Auto Show. Coming up here in January, right?
Yeah.
And there's a lot of hype about that. And we got some pretty high hopes. And we got Scott Settlemyer, who participates on the site every now and then. And he's been saying all along to have faith. And, well, this might be a vision of what's to come. We're not exactly sure how confirmed it is, but we know that there's at least a concept to get things rolling, and if the response to that is pretty positive, I got to say that GM will take that ball and run with it.
I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
I'm saving my money.
Yeah, me too.
Well, not anymore, because I got to buy gas. Yeah, we can laugh about it now.
When do you think it's going to come out?
The
new Camaro.
If they do make it, probably... Yeah. Well, all the experts, and there's a lot of people that are in the know in the 5th Gen Forum, that they're saying it's going to be somewhere around the 2009 model year, which seems like a million years away. But when you think about it, they're rolling out the 2006s now, so it would be available
in like fall 2008.
Right, which is, you know, 3 years from right about now. However, I did hear that if it is to be made and the public really receives it well, they may. There's a good chance that that could be pushed up. I mean, that's the way the automotive market works. If the response to a concept is overwhelming, then they have all the reason in the world to bump it ahead to try to get, you know, the money into their banks and get the cars in the driveway. So that's what happened with the Dodge Viper when it first came out as a concept. It was just an idea. And next thing you know, everybody said make it, and so they did.
So is it going to be based on an LSX platform?
We're not really sure at this point.
Well, that's a great answer, Jason.
That's the best answer
I think
I can
that's
give.
What everybody's wondering.
Well,
what kind of motor is going to be in this beast?
It's going to be an LT1. Nobody really knows all the specifics about the vehicle. And I want to say that, just, and this is just all my personal opinion, because there's no proof out there that there's just... Nobody knows what's going on, including GM. I think everything is still up in the air.
Well, I would think that with 3 years in the making, they can show us something pretty good at the show.
So, if you can make it to Detroit in January to see the upcoming Camaro concept, and please do, because it's going to be one heck of a showing, and we got a lot of high hopes for it, and so do you.
Yeah, and drop us an email at webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Let us know if you're going to be in town. We'll be happy to get together and, I don't know. Get some dinner together with people coming from out of town.
And make you guys buy.
Yeah, yeah. That's what the
drinks
what
are
usually,
on you.
That's what they usually do.
Yeah, right, right. When they're out when you're out of town, you buy.
And make sure you know how to drive in the snow.
So that's that.
That's that. Let's talk about what else we do. The site has a lot more to it than just a message board.
Yeah, we like to write articles and things like that every now and then. Since there's no current Camaro, there's not much Camaro news except for what we already covered. And that, as we mentioned and can't stress enough, that everything is really, there's no details available for that.
Yep, yep.
So, but we throw some articles together every now and then. We've also got the chat room, which we brought back after a long vacation.
I really like the chat room.
It's fun. It's pretty easy to get to. All you need is the Macromedia Flash plugin, and just follow the link and hop in there.
And if you're having problems in the chat room, make sure you have the most updated version of Flash installed
right.
in your browser.
And I believe you can get that at flash.com. You just follow the download link. But some of the big complaints are that I go in there and there's nobody there, so I leave. Well... You're part of the problem. When you leave, stick around. There's always bound to be somebody.
Yeah, you can always post a message in the lounge asking, you know, where is everybody in the chat room? And isn't there usually a get together like on Friday nights or something? Usually there's about, you know, 15 people or so in the chat room then.
Yeah, yeah. Usually you just got to hop in sometime in the later hours of the evening after everybody's had their Friday after work fun, blowing their paychecks and doing what they do. But it's a good way to. Do a real-time get-to-know-you meet-and-greet type thing.
You know, we're known to give away some stuff, too, in the chat room every once in a while.
We do?
Yeah. Didn't we give away a couple shirts? Didn't we give away a cool, like, fuel pressure gauge?
Yeah, we gave away some stuff courtesy of Full Throttle Speed, one of our sponsors.
Yep.
Every now and then, we might just drop in there and maybe give away another T-shirt or something that we got laying around the office.
You never know.
Yeah, so...
You never know.
Hop in and definitely partake in some good old-fashioned chat. Sessions.
Absolutely.
It's a good time. We have fun. We get to know each other pretty well in there.
Well, I think we're approaching the end of our first podcast here.
Oh, no. I got plenty more to talk about.
Yeah, but we're going to have plenty more podcasts.
That's right.
And then, you know, if we talk about everything now, nobody else is going to tune in to figure out what else we're going to talk about.
Let us know what you think about it. Both of us can be reached at webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. You know, give us your thoughts. In the future, we plan to... allow people to call in. We're going to set designated times to have people call in for free using a program called Skype.
Yep.
If you haven't heard of that, it's basically a voice over IP application for the internet. All you really need is a computer and a microphone.
Yep, we'll conference you in. You can BS with us, ask us some questions. If you don't have Skype or you just want to ask us a question to be heard on the podcast, what you can do is create an MP3 or a WAV file and then just email it to us. What you can do is email it to one of our Gmail accounts, since, you know, we've got like 2 gigs of email space on there. You can send it to either cfrez@gmail.com or jdebler@gmail.com, and we'll take a listen to it, and if we like it, we'll put it in the podcast and answer your question.
We'd love to do that. So definitely, if you got the time, give us an email, and we'll handle that. So I think that's going to wrap it up on my end. Chris, did you have anything else you want to cover?
Nope, that's it.
That's it. So we thank you very much for listening and hope you tune in again. Keep an eye on the lounge and possibly on the front page of the website. That's where we're going to start announcing when we have a new podcast available. And sooner or later, if things go well, they're going to be syndicated across the internet, so you can find it even easier than that.
Thanks for listening, guys.
Thank you very much.
We'll shout at you later.